We got a big show on tap. I'm glad I'm back. It's been a great couple of weeks of deer hunting. We'll talk about it some other time. I got a deer tag for California here to hunt muzzleloader this week, so we're going to blend that in. But let's get right to our guest. We got Tim DeFilippi involved in the biggest catch of ever on a sport boat on Vagabond, the 405-pound, 2-ounce fish. Welcome aboard, Tim.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to have you, man. You're representing the boat. We know Mike. Where's Mike Lackey, John?
Mike Lackey is right where he should be. The guy's living the dream, man. He's at Lake El Salto. He catches the world's record yellowfin tuna, and 2 days later he heads off to Lake El Salto with the guys and goes down and does a little bass fishing. That's got getting your priorities straight, isn't it?
Absolutely. You got to take vacations.
There you go. But, you know.
So Tim's repping. Tim's representing the boat. We're glad to have you, man. We talked a little bit leading in. You got a lot to say about the catch, right, John? I mean,
yeah,
just a lot of good stuff.
When I was talking to Mike the day before he left on Thursday morning, so it had been Wednesday, I said, he said, man, I really want to be on the show. And we're going to get Mike. Mike's going to call in from El Salto, and we'll talk to him a little bit at the 5 o'clock, top of the 5 o'clock hour. But I said, you know, Mike, I know this, and you know this. The real hero here is Timmy. And he goes, John, you're absolutely right. I mean, Timmy, you were with Mike Livingston from start to finish on that fish, right?
I was, yeah. He had the thing going for 2.5 hours, but I'm not the hero. Mike Livingston's the hero. He's solidly fought that fish the entire way.
Right. No, I understand that perfectly, but there is a lot that goes into staying with the passenger, and especially this particular fish, because it went start to finish without going under the anchor rope, without touching the rail, without coming out of the harness, but just keeping somebody engaged and focused. And that's, I mean, you said that in there without me even pulling it out of you. That's one of the most important parts of a crew member's job on a big fish, obviously, to keep them straight and make sure, because they're kind of locked in on what they're doing, making sure everything around them, you know, is staying straight, but keeping them focused on what they're doing.
And that was definitely the case for this fish. You know, it was almost too cooperative. You know, it wasn't fighting. It was fighting hard, but it wasn't squirrely. You know, there were times when you didn't have to reel, it would just have that solid weight on the line. And if you turn away for a couple of seconds, you know, that line can go slack and the hook can fall right out, and you don't have a fish on anymore. So keeping him occupied and keeping him focused on what he was doing was one part of my job.
Amazing. And start from the beginning. I mean, you guys go on the way down, or you rig up. I mean, does Mike Livingston, is he the type of angler that needs help on stuff like that, Tim?
I had all of Mike's stuff rigged up the second day we left. He was very excited to get going.
You helped him with that, getting that. Talk about what you do in a case like that. Mike brings up his rod and reels, and are the reels empty at that point?
The reel was full of Spectra, but he didn't have any mono or fluorocarbon.
He had his Power Pro on at the time.
He has Power Pro on, exactly.
Yeah.
But he was questioning me on what to use, whether you should go with the fluorocarbon, whether you should go with the straight monofilament. Some guys like to use a spider hitch on the end of the line and double up the line to prevent against chafing, stuff like that. But we elected to go with just a straight tie, single San Diego to the 100-pound monofilament.
Isn't that amazing, John? Straight tie. And Mike Lackey said it well. He said, keep it simple, stupid. The KISS method on our boat is what we believe in.
Absolutely. You know?
And I like that. I mean, that keep it simple, straight tie right to it. I mean.
But it was a circle hook, and it was in the corner of the mouth.
Yep.
And that San Diego knot, the San Diego jam knot, that knot, in my opinion, is – I'm not saying it's the best knot in the world, but it's the only knot that I've tied my entire – you can tie that knot up to like 125-pound test.
You can use that knot for just about anything.
And you can fish 4-pound up at Cuyamaca with a number 16 treble hook. I mean, that is a bad knot. And it, you put it on that knot-breaking testing machine up at Long Beach or whatever, I think – the trilene knot might break it a little, like a little bit stronger, but the guys come up with all these fancy knots. That San Diego jam knot, man, day in and day out. You tie that on Iser line or big game, one of those real heavy monos. Mm. And man, it is as strong as anything that I've ever seen, and it's easy That's my go-to knot. That's what I've tied my whole life.
So. I wonder what the origin of that knot is. I mean, did it come off the sport boat you hear, you think? Or maybe off the tuna boats? Like, Tim, your family was a commercial fishing family. And
right.
In Little Italy, you grew up in Little Italy, right?
Right. You know, I don't know what the origins of that knot are, but it's a classic knot, and it's a staple. Right? We know it works, so we keep using it.
They use it on the boats in New Jersey, if you can believe that. They call it the San Diego knot.